Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us. And his return is very soon. And he will be back. He loves us. The more we seek his face and get to know him, we get to know him for ourselves. We get to know what he can do in our lives. He loves us so much, and he cares for us in every way of life. There's nothing we can't do as we follow him. We can cause all forms, all sorts of problems to be solved. Yesterday's broadcast, we mentioned about working out your own salvation. We don't have to live with the worldly problems. We just have to learn how to conquer them with God's word. Every problem a man could ever have is conquerable. We can conquer it. We can destroy it. We can drive it out of our lives. The Canaanites could have been driven out of Israel. But you have to have the dedication to fight. You have to have the conviction. You have to, in order to contend for the faith, you have to love God. And you have to hate the world system and what it stands for. Now, they could have done this, which means you don't have to be righteous. But you have to have that fiery love for God like Caleb did. Old Testament saints, their sins were only covered. They hadn't been made righteous yet. But God moved in their lives. They wanted and desired the things of God. Moses wanted to see the Lord. And the Lord showed him his backside and protected him. Moses loved God. Sin is something that once... When you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, it's very difficult. But it's not impossible to seek God and obey him, because the Lord will help you do it. In the presence of God, Isaiah knew that he spoke things he shouldn't have. He wanted something done about his tongue. He didn't like the way he talked. He had unclean lips. He was around people that had unclean lips. And the angel put a coal on his tongue. This is what they went through. But their dedication for the Lord remained charged. The word of God charges our hearts to help us out. Now, we've been made righteous. We don't have to sacrifice animals every time we sin. We believe on the Lord. We seek him and take him at his word. We grow from glory to glory. But this process of growing doesn't have to be hindered because of the worldly ways and worldly systems, worldly thoughts. They can be driven away. We can win. But when people decide to compromise, they preach compromise. A high percentage of the preaching that I've heard over since I've been a Christian was compromise. And I started seeing it for what it was as I kept going in the Lord's presence. In his presence, I noticed that some of the things that were taught were not true. You begin to see things as it is in his presence. Greg Hosey used to worship God and lead us into the Lord's presence. Elder Lewis used to love to worship God. And he would lead us into God's presence. And the choir caught on, they would lead people into God's presence. And I learned to go, I wanted to know God. So I would take time and go in his presence at home, or I'd come to church early or stay later to pray in the prayer room. Getting to know God is the key. Loving God, being dedicated, not taking no for an answer, is faith. Faith is looking to God. And trust is relying on the Lord. Now Jesus said a man can't serve two masters. He will love one and hate the other. He'll either serve God or mammon. And that's the evil spirit or money. So it's the same thing with the will. You're going to serve God, you're going to do your way or his way. One or the other. When it comes to trust, that's how trust is. What are you going to rely on the most? I learned that in 88 I saw that if I keep trusting God, I'm going to be fine. Because I didn't like my success level. I kept trusting my own way, my own thoughts and opinions. But when I trusted the Lord, that made all the difference. He gave me good wisdom, and it was not from around my, it wasn't from me. He showed me things that I couldn't consider. And I said, Lord, I will trust you. I'm going to do what you say do, whether I like it or not, I'm going to obey you. I knew that the Lord had my back. I knew that I could count on him. I knew that I could rely on him in that moment. And I knew that that would be the way to go. And things can seem so varied in the way that you think and process. But that won't get you where you want to be. Sometimes the knowledge it takes to get where we want to go is in God's mind, not ours. And I learned that I could trust and count on him. But days came when the Lord said, do something. I wasn't in full agreement. Now, I felt very reluctant, but I knew I had that vow. I had let that vow come out of my mouth, and I had to find a way to obey him. I had to find a way to obey him. And then as time went on, I found out it works. Then I found a way to obey him and love it. And now I love obeying. I get excited when he tells me to do something. And instead of thinking about all the reasons and why I shouldn't do it, I think of all the reasons I should kill those thoughts that come to me saying, don't do it. Or what about this and that? Instead of questioning God, I question the questions. I said, no, where did that come from? God said, do it, I'm going to do it. There's wisdom in it. And I found out I don't have to see all the wisdom in it. I can detect that it's right, and I'll do it. And it works. You have to protect your reliance on God. And you have to have the full dedication it takes to finish. See, faith is a charge. That's how we honor God. That's how we trust him. We trust him with faith. Reliance doesn't do anything. It's not active. It's a condition. But faith does do something. Because I trust God, I use my faith and act and speak. Because I have love, I trust him. And I won't trust my own mind. I trust his. I'm a greater form of wisdom. Now I can bring that love to life. It's not passive love, it's active love. It's charity. You see? The word teaches us to have charity, active love. And that way we can go forward, we can do all that's in God's heart. And we don't have to settle for worldly lies anymore. We can go forward and not backwards. We can do better and not worse. We grow from glory to glory. Now, with these things said, you know, as we get to know God, these things form in us. Christ is forming in us. We do what he did. He honored the Lord, his God and King. He honored his Father. So we honor him by loving him and obeying him and taking him at his word going forward. When you've been sanctioned to do something, God set you apart and given you an assignment. That's an anointing comes with it. If God tells you to do something, he gives you the ability to fulfill it. Receive the elements to do it. Receive the training of the anointing. Whatever assignment he gives you, you have an anointing to go with it. And the anointing will train you so that you can be in covenant, walk in agreement to finish what God started in you. Now, you have to believe in what you're doing. In every assignment that God ever gave me, he helped condition me for it. I had to be conditioned. I couldn't just, it wasn't, when he called me to do it, I had enough strength to begin. But we have to, when people stop believing in what they're doing, they stop doing what they're doing. Or they start doing it in a way that it won't work. We need to serve God like Abel did. Give God our very best. Not like Cain, give God what we want him to have. Give God your best. Put something in his hand. Put your best in God's hands, and he will multiply. He's not lazy. Hear me good. When you follow God and you're obeying him and you're receiving what his words, you're able to make the better choices. You're able to capitalize, receive, and use the golden opportunities that come to you every day from him. Eventually, you'll notice, as you act on the love of God, you will be seizing the golden opportunities that he gave you. And that's what I want to, you know, if I can say something to a person at the right time and moment, I want to be able to do that. My mind might be on what I'm doing, my work, what I'm gonna do, my plans. But I'm learning to yield to him so that I can do his plans. So I don't have to miss out on a golden opportunity. Somebody near me may need that word from the Lord. And the Lord can, if I'm always kind, if I'm always full of the love of God, if I keep the charge of God's word in my heart, I'm more apt to be able to do him some good, and then the Lord might use me in the right moment to help persuade somebody where they need it, or help somebody, or just show them the love of God. These are golden opportunities. Some golden opportunities benefit others. There may be no change in your life, but being a blessing to people is a change in your life over time, because you're going to be rewarded for it. But that's not why. When I go to heaven, when the Lord comes back, I want to look around and see everybody I know. I don't want to see anybody missing that could have been there. I'd rather have that than wealth. People are more important than things. And God's children, he don't just see another person. That's the blood of Jesus. They are bought and purchased with Jesus' blood, and they are very valuable to God. You can't go to heaven with an evil heart. You have to, everybody that go to heaven, they want to be there. They want to go. And they trusted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they love him, and they have desires towards God. And they need to work out their own salvation. They need to get rid of the junk that's holding them back. And that can be very difficult to do unless you receive God's word and act on it. So the challenges that remain, people can grow so they can conquer it. And then they'll be included in heaven with you. I don't want to look around and say, hey, where's so-and-so? Where did they go? Nobody knows where they went, because they didn't come. We need to seize the golden opportunities. Many times people want the golden opportunities that they know will bless them. And they exist too. But I promise you, when you're after God's heart, you're going to get all that. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. You know, I love to fix cars. I love to paint them, too. I like to restore cars. Now I can do it to support the ministry God gave to be a blessing to people so people can live forever. And I have great fulfillment in doing what I do. My work is not a dead end. It's not just something to put food on my table. But God has given me a purpose, and a purpose feels good, folks. I thank God I can serve. Paul and Silas, they were in jail in the worst part of the prison worshiping God because they were counted worthy to be persecuted for his name's sake. I love what I do. I love doing these broadcasts. I love everything included. I love putting the files on my computer. When the computer don't act right, I work with it. My uncle used to curse his mule because the mule was contrary. Now my computer comes sometime and the Wi-Fi don't. Sometimes I'm trying to put a file on at night, and I don't know if there's so many people going on the website that it won't accept. I have to wait till the next day before it go on there. And I'm tired. I'm trying to get it done. But I don't curse my computer like my uncle cursed his mule. And my sisters used to laugh because they could hear him cursing that mule all over the neighborhood when they were kids. But that computer, I still love doing what I do. And I'm praying and believing God that the thing's going to take. And then it'll take. And I go to bed happy, or I'll get up in the next day and do it again. Nevertheless, I thank God for the whole day, the whole process. I enjoy all of it. God is good, folks. The purpose of God is good. We have to, as we receive the charge of God's word, we have the desire, the focus, the ability to do whatever it is he's given us to do. And there's great fulfillment in all that God is doing. He loves us, and he cares about us. He wants to help us out. And he's going to be a blessing to us. As we study his word and do it, we go forward, not backwards. We live and not die. Now, I'm out of time, but the dynamics of following God are at our fingertips. We just have to stay in the love of God. Keep the charge to do God's will. And don't let it die. You can win. You can win your people. The Lord will show you how to be a blessing. But you can't do it in your strength. That's the relief. You don't have to do it in your strength. You can do it in his strength. That's the key. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.